From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
A is for apple, apple. B is for...
Early childhood education is the foundation upon which all things intellectual and educational are built. And this is why the Sandals Foundation has set out to assist the government in improving the early childhood sector on the island. Their most recent thrust was the launch of Project Sprout. This is Sharing the Love. Stay with us for the details. The Sandals Foundation has completed over 300 projects over the past 5 years. It has also built 4 schools, community centers, computer labs, and carried out a gamut of other sustainable outreach programs.
We started off focusing on education, the environment, and community. And we still work with the environment. But what we have really fallen in love with is education and our communities and the people in these communities.
As a result, one of the foundation's goals is to significantly boost early childhood education in Jamaica. This resulted in the birth of Project Sprout.
The understanding that if you can mold a 3-year-old's brain or a 4-year-old's brain and show them a better way and give them the kind of exposure that they deserve, they absolutely deserve it.
President of Sandals Foundation and CEO of Sandals Resorts, Adam Stewart. Project Sprout aims to improve teaching quality, strengthen parenting skills, and support the developmental needs of children in home and school-based activities. It will also provide inputs to enhance the learning environment of early childhood institutions across the island.
This is a targeted intervention. It's focused on improving outcomes of students in the 3 to 5-year-old cohort of selected schools when we measure those outcomes using the Grade 1 Individual Learning Profile.
Project's manager, Sydney Henry. The 3-year project has a budget of $50 million and is set to be implemented in 7 schools island-wide.
In its design, we have incorporated, out of necessity, individualized or small group differentiated instructions. Every child learns differently. Facilitated through a deliberate selection and pull-out of children to what we call a designated stimulation support class, as well as what happens in the general classroom. It's an active appreciation that each moment in the life of a child is a teachable moment. Break time, lunch time. We're saying with this project, we want to increase to 100% the number of students in this targeted age cohort per school who achieve proficiency in the Grade 1 Individual Learning Profile by the year 2017. We want to be able, as far as teaching and learning is concerned, we want to increase through the provision of human resources. And so we have hired teachers and training, the use of developmentally appropriate teaching methods that will interpret and deliver the curriculum such that it is relevant and effectively supports early stimulation and holistic development.
Projects Manager, Sandals Foundation, Sydney Henry. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites has lauded the Sandals Foundation for its initiative to improve the early childhood sector.
If we do it right the first time, both in terms of cognitive and social skills, we will have that money to spend on real excellence in education.
To find out more about Project Sprout and to help Sandals Foundation in sharing the love, visit sandalsfoundation.org.
Teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
But her dreams give her wings and she flies to...
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.